Masechet Truma Parazayim Mishnah Aleph Aichol Truma Mezid. Somebody who eats Truma Mezid, a non-Kohen, that eats Truma deliberately, he knew it was Truma and he ate it anyway. Mishalim as a Karen, Ve'enu Mishalim as a Chumash. He has to pay the principal to the Kohen, but he does not have to pay an additional bit. The Truma belongs to the Kohen and he had no right to eat it, so therefore he has to pay the Kohen the value of the Truma. But he does not have to pay an additional fifth. As only somebody eats Truma B'Shoigeg, the Torah teaches us, has to pay the principal plus the fifth. In this case, he ate the Truma B'Mezid, so he has to pay the principal, but not an additional fifth. Now we're talking about where he was not warned prior to eating the Truma. As if the Adam warned him prior to eating the Truma, that you better not eat this Truma, it's offered to a non-Kohen, and he went ahead and ate the Truma anyway. In such a case, he would receive 39 lashes as he was over in a lot, as a non-Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma. And if he receives lashes, he does not have to make any payments that accrue from that Avera. And that's the thing. Kol Haloka Eina Mishalim. Anybody who receives lashes does not have to make any payments that accrue from the Avera that he did. So we're talking about over here where he was not warned. And since he was not warned, he cannot receive lashes, as only if you're warned prior to doing the Avera do you receive lashes from Bezin. And since he does not receive lashes, so he does have to make the payment to the Kohen. Now, even though the din is that somebody who eats Truma B'mezid and was not warned is Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim, that does not potter him from the payment. Because only if you're Chayav Misa from Bezin are you potter from any payment that accrue from the Aver. But in this case, where you're Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim, that does not potter you from the payment. Hatashlumen Chulam. The payment that somebody makes for eating Truma B'mezid is chulin. Meaning to say, when you pay the coin, the principal, that payment does not become Truma. As even though when you eat Truma B'shoigeg and you make a payment of a keren and a chomer to the coin, that payment that you make becomes Truma, as you can only pay from food. The Truma the Maaseh were taken from it, and that food which you pay the coin becomes Truma itself and has a din of Truma. But that's only if you eat Truma B'shoigeg. Then the payment that you make becomes Truma. As opposed to when you eat Truma B'mezid, the payment that you make is no different than any payment that you make for stealing something from somebody else. The payment that you make does not have to be dafka from food. It can be from any type of possession or anything that has value. And even if you do pay from food, the food that you give the coin does not become Truma. And so too, if the coin wants to forfeit the payment, he has the right to do so. As any time you steal something from somebody else and that person forfeits the payment and is mochel and tells you don't have to pay, he can do so. So too, when you eat Truma B'mezid, if the coin wants to be mochel, he can do so. As opposed to if you eat Truma B'shogeg, that the Torah gave very specific parameters to how you pay the principal plus the fifth, that you have to pay dafka from food and the food that you give the coin becomes Truma. Since the Torah tells us exactly how you have to pay, the coin has no right to be mochel. But in this case, where you ate the Truma B'mezid and there's no parameters to how you have to pay, you can pay from anything, the coin could be mochel, just like anybody who wants to be mochel, a payment that is owed to him, has the right to be mochel. The daughter of a coin that married Yisrael, and after she married Yisrael, she ate Truma B'shoigeg. Now the bat coin prior to her marrying Yisrael was allowed to eat Truma. But now that she's married to a non-Kohen, she no longer has the right to eat Truma. Now, if her husband would die and she wouldn't have any children from him, she would again be allowed to eat Truma. But while she's married to him, she cannot eat Truma. Now, if she did eat Truma B'shoigeg, the din is Mishalemes as a Karen, Ve'ena Mishalemes et HaChomesh. She would pay the principal to the Kohen. She would have to pay the value of the Truma to the Kohen. And since she has no right to eat Truma, if she does eat Truma, she has to pay the coin the value. But she does not have to pay an additional fifth. And since she was once somebody who was allowed to eat Truma, and she may once again be allowed to eat Truma, she's not like a regular non-coin, and therefore, she does not have to pay the chomesh that a regular non-coin would have to pay for eating Truma B'shoigeg. Umisasa b'sreipa. If this bat coin would be mizana while she was married, her misa would be sreipa. As the Torah says, Ubati's coin, Kitecho Lizna, it's Ubati's coin, that is Mizana, she has a different Misa than a regular Eish Shishis, that is Mizana. As a regular Eish Shishis, that is Mizana, her misa is chenet, while by koine it is mezana, her misa is reifa. Now, even though she is now married to a Yisrael, that does not change her status of a bas koine as far as her misa would be concerned, and therefore she would have the misa of a bas koine, which is reifa. If this bas koine would marry anybody who is possible to her, such as a chalon nasin or mamzer, and now that she married somebody who is possible to her, she had become a halal. She had become invalid to ever going back to eating truma. Even if her husband would die, she would not have children from him. She would not be allowed to eat truma. So if she would eat truma b'shogeg, the din is mishalemet karen b'chomer, she would have to pay the principal plus an additional fifth. And since she has become invalid to ever eating truma again, she is no different than any other non-Kohen. And if she eats truma b'shogeg, she would have to pay the chomer. Umisasa b'chenek divrei Rabbi Meir. And so too, if this bas koine marries somebody who is possible to her, and she is mizana while she is married, her misa would be the same as any other non-koine. Her misa would be chenek according to Rabbi Meir. The chacham maimer zu v'zu mishal moses akeren ve'enan mishal moses achomesh. Umisasa b'tzreifa. The chacham disagrees with Rabbi Meir. Of course, the chacham makes no difference whether this bas koine marries somebody who is kosher to her, or she marries somebody who is possible to her. In both cases, if she eats truma b'shogeg, she would pay the principal and not the additional fifth. And in both cases, if she is mezana while she is married, she would have the misa of a bas koine, which is tzreifa. She would not have the misa of a non-koine, which is chenek. And even though now that she married somebody who is possible to her, she will never eat truma again, but since at one time she was allowed to eat truma, she does have the status of a bas koine, even after she married somebody who is possible to her, and therefore she would not pay a chaymesh if she eats truma b'shogeg, and if she is mezana while she is married, her misa would be the misa of a bas koine, which is tzreifa.